Yeah, was it? Did you get some interesting reactions so far when you were there? I don't know if you got there Friday.
Yeah, I mean, we've had it's funny because there's sort of two reactions. Either people are like really, really into the music, so they're like really vibing and like dancing and like really actively engaged, like physically, or people are kind of like very stunned and just sort of like processing. So they're very difficult to read. And then afterwards they'll be like, I loved it. And I'm like, cool, I couldn't tell. So that's been really interesting. It definitely is, I think people are feeling that it is a unique experience, but so far people seem to be responding. So I hope that continues.
But is it getting pretty well attended? Do you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I don't know what our sales for this weekend are, but our opening weekend we were entirely sold out every single show. We've been getting incredible responses. We're number one recommended in Orange County in LA right now from the Orange Curtain Review and LA Theater Bites. So it's going really well. So I'm hoping that momentum takes us through. The other thing that's really exciting is Grace McLean, the playwright, who's a very fancy big deal in New York. She's from Santa Ana. She went to OSHA and her parents still live here. So her parents have like come to every single show, which is very amazing and cute. And we didn't even talk about, we have a dramaturg, Andrea Decker, who has done some absolutely incredible work, you know, filling us in on the context and bringing some of that rich history in. So it's certainly, I think, one of the most complex shows I've ever worked on. And that's absolutely why it's also, I think, probably been my favorite show that I've ever worked on.
And I was curious about how you got to the play. So did Craig approach you or?
Yeah, Craig approached me. So Andrea Decker, our
The
dramaturg, who's
dramaturg.
also a resident artist at Wayward, she is the one who originally brought the play to the theater company. And then once they had already decided to produce it, Craig at that point reached out to me and asked me to direct it. And I had actually never heard of it before being approached to direct it. And then as soon as I listened to the music and, like I said, read that those characters were portrayed, you know, as hand, eye, and mouth, I was just in immediately. I knew that I had to
Is
do it.
Grace a Roman Catholic?
She's like an ethnomusicologist, so she knows Hildegard von Bingen through like music history mostly. And same, that's also how she came to this show, is through the music.
Okay. So, and just, but she's New York based now, though.
Yes, yeah, she's
So,
in Broadway right now in Bad Cinderella.
oh, okay. Well, and the Orange Curtain Review, I guess that's one more thing on the reading list. I mean, it's not like there's shortage of current publications. I have daily newspapers to
Yeah,
consume.
I don't think our actual re review is published yet. They
But the
just put
Orange Curtain Review t ranked you the top, you
they
said.
did, yes.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you,
Okay.
Mo. It's very exciting.
Okay, very good. Thanks again
Cool.
for all your time. Congrats.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.